he wants to help us.
I understand.
Yes. He has many degrees in chemistry, in pathology, in engineering. He said if we have an institute like this, it will be very easy to defeat Mayavadis.
Yes.
Because they claim that they are Vedantists.
Yeah, no.
And but they have no bhakti. So we are in the line of Bhakti Vedanta. So he said that this is a way to counteract the so-called Mayavadis or Vedantists.
There is peace. More than that. They have been described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as more dangerous than the atheists. Vedna maniya bodha hoila nastik, vedasaya nastikkavad bodha ke adhik. They take the shelter of Vedas and preach atheism.
They say they do not accept what is all said in the Vedas. They accept something and they reject something.
That is not.
They say that whatever they say must be supplemented from the Vedas.
Yeah,
that's contradiction.
They support the proposition that in different Vedas, different things are stressed. Therefore, although...
we should accept Bhagavad Gita, the summarized Veda. Or Srimad Bhagavatam. Or Vedanta Sutra.
A mystery why they don't accept Bhagavatam.
Because they cannot poke their nose there, then it will cut off. It's still there. Attempting to cheat by reading Srimad Bhagavatam.
Although Srila Prabhupada, it's somewhat easy for us to convince that Srimad Bhagavatam is the summary study of all the Vedic literatures. How can we take that Bhagavad Gita is the summary study?
It is preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita ends from there. Srimad Bhagavatam begins. Publish your book gradually in the magazine, Sabhidhyana.
Yes.
Yes.
In the journal, by step by step.
Yeah. Then publish.
That's
book.
Good.
Right.
Like we did with your Bhagavatam one time.
Mm.
We made little chapter editions.
Yeah, I think that's kind of...
When they mentioned that the trees, the trunk of the trees were used for clothes, barks of trees,
yeah.
How would they do that? Would they take the same type of...
I don't know how to do it.
Question about about geology.
What do I know about geology?
Well, in geology, there's certain rocks, especially in the west coast, where they found out that the top layer in the rock is older than the one at the bottom, upside down. And they have several explanations, mostly on based on speculation.
Yeah, we think on speculation. The down portion is older, no?
No, in these rocks, the upper one is older, according to their calculation, by dating method, geological dating method. And the younger one is at the bottom. That's why we wanted to contact our Prabhu of the Bob.
Bob Cohen.
Yeah, Bob Cohen. Our geology contact. Yeah, sometime Robert had talked with this boy.
Yeah, Dr. Gardner had an article.
Yep. We're going to contact him. Give us some more information. So how do we explain these things? Mm-hmm. How do we explain from our point of view? The upside down of the rocks.
I can. First of all, we do not bother about this.
But they are going to bring up these points whenever we say something. But we must know something how to counteract them. One point is that
it can be explained that when there is devastation,
yes,
the rocks
shifts,
turned over, the roll. It was like that.
Catastrophism.
Yes.
Then the whole thing will be filled up with water. So water force is very heavy. So it can turn even big rocks, mountains, rolling.
That happens during devastation.
Yeah. At the end of Manu's day, when there is flood.
End of the day of Brahma. End of 14 morning.
At that time, is the earth destroyed or is it simply covered by water?
Covered by water.
That can explain many facts because they're having great difficulty in finding these coal fossils in Siberia and all these other places. They find some very strange fossils which are not supposed to be there according to their theory. But if we accept this catastrophism, they can explain many facts.
Yes, that's a fact.
Do rocks also have offspring if they're living?
Their offspring is mouse. There is information the rocks are flying.
Yeah, right. Mountains, some mountains are flying.
Yeah, Indra cut up their wings.
It's true that people are getting disease and sickness and so forth as a result of their past activities, pious or sinful. Why is it that it appears that when there's a flu, many people are inflicted with that flu? Practically everyone, indiscriminately.
All of them. Bark of the same feather, flop forever.
What about when it happens amongst the community of devotees? There's some hepatitis or malaria or something of that nature.
Yeah. You have to pass in.
Purification?
Yeah.
So the materialist will say, you're just accepting it that way. The reality is that you're becoming sick just like anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
The scientist and materialist will say, you're just becoming sick like anyone else, but you're saying it's just that you're becoming purified.
What do you have to do?
It's a fact, though, when people are suffering, they're neutralizing their sinful reactions.
Yeah.
What is wrong there?
Becoming purified from this suffering, and why isn't it when we're sick? Why is it we forget Krishna? We become disgusted. And after we're sick, we don't feel any more advanced than before.
What is it? Too bad, you will not be sick.
The difference between the materialist and the transcendentalist. Mm. Materialist always thinks that they will try to overcome the laws of nature. And when the laws of nature touch over,
Shuddheta Satya. Sometimes the spiritual master has to suffer for the sinful activities of the disciples. Suffering is shortcut.
So that
what they call me, it would have been a huge suffering, a devotee living.
So that if he is sincere, then he should not be so sick in due time. His health should be good. Mm-hmm. If he's practicing, the devotee is practicing principles, then he should become healthy.
No, you cannot avoid sickness.
No, but I mean overall, generally.
Yeah.
Devotees are generally healthier than karmis. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Once there was this brahmachari who used to complain to you about how sick he was all the time, and you said, are you not brahmachari? Are you not following brahmachari principles? Which implied that if he were doing it sincerely, he would not be so sick all the time.
Yes. Okay.
What is sick? Is sick, then he also knows that this is the
mercy
of the Lord. So actually, he doesn't complain in this real sense. But the material body is bound to suffer.
Yeah. But convinced that you are not this body, then there is no suffering.
Yeah, that's just a clue.
As you identify with the body, then it's not. That is damaged. You are not damaged. But because you have got attachment for the motor car, you suffer. One who has forgotten that he is this body, he has no soul.
Sanatana Goswami had all those infections in his body. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. He felt so distressed and so lowly.
in his katha that even Sanatana Goswami has to suffer what you are nonsense. You should not be sorry for suffering. That is in his katha. Why you are trying to avoid suffering? That is in his katha.
Sanatana Goswami, he accepted this sickness as a result of his own sinful past activities. He was so humble. So we should follow that example and accept like that.
That is the pain kampa. It is your mercy, my Lord, that I would have suffered 100 times more than this. You are giving me little suffering. That is devotee's duty. But I am so sinful, I would have suffered 100 times more than what I am suffering. But you are so kind that you are giving me little suffering and adjusting the account. Things like that, for him, back to home, back to God, it is guaranteed. That is it. Bhagavad Gita. Mukti padesha daibha. One who lives like that, doesn't care for suffering, goes on with his duty, that person is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. Just like a son is sure to inherit the father's property. Daibhak, this word is Mukti padesha daibhak. Legally heritage. What is it called?
Inheritance.
Yes. Legal inheritance. But don't be afraid of suffering. Let there be suffering. What is it? Let me do my duty.
From these sufferings, actually, we know that this material world is full of misery.
Yeah.
So how to get out of this misery? That is the point. Next step.
Yes, your devotee is not hankering after how to get out of the misery. They do not care for misery.
Misery in the sense of the material concept.
Yes.
You have to cultivate this tolerance, not only of physical pain, but sometimes
other things. Tolerance and the grass. Everyone is champion. He doesn't say. Crore rupees, I don't know.
Devotee Chaitanya says if we are tolerant, then we can chant the holy name of the Lord purely. Well, the scientists, they'll laugh at us and they'll say, we're helping to.
Yeah, we laugh at us. What is it wrong? We laugh that at them. We tell them. So that struggle will go on.
We will laugh last. Now they'll say, you're chanting Hare Krishna, but I can give you this pill and I'll take away your pain. Or I can give you this medicine and correct your disease. You're chanting, but I'm not seeing the practical results.
No, I said, because I'm chanting, you are my servant, you have brought the pill. Because I'm chanting, therefore Krishna has sent the pill through you.
You're simply working.
You're simply working as my servant.
They can make, we'll chant and dance, and they can make the car to take us on kirtan. Make the pills so that we can stay healthy. Master Srila Prabhupada, you are the great physician. Everyone should come under your treatment. But they're thinking this Harinam is a bitter pill. But we are tasting it now after chanting and chanting. We're tasting it. It's becoming sweeter and sweeter.
Is it all our time?
Oh, yes. Yeah.